Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, happy Friday, everybody.
Hello, hello.
I like starting with a little Dolly Parton. This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, here you come again.
Well, I'm here again.
How are we doing today, Dana?
Scott taking a little bit of time off today. We'll be back on Monday. This made me laugh today. Welcome to Dana and Parks, by the way. Sam Stevie on the other side of the glass. Do not forget, we have Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances coming up at 5 o'clock, brought to you by Greenway Ford in Raytown. Cannot wait for the airing of the grievances, and I've got a couple of them this week. But I went today, and I am so excited. But if you've been on social, you know that I had some lidocaine.
Yeah.
Put into
coming down a little bit
my face around 10 o'clock this morning. And it did not occur to me when I made the appointment that Scott was going to be gone today.
Yeah.
And I don't know when the last time y'all got shot up with lidocaine was. I hope it was for a good reason and not out the back of some guy's trunk somewhere under a bridge. But I went to get my lips colored at Aestheticare. And super excited about this. Like, as we age, like, the natural color of your lips start to fade.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So, yeah, I go in. They lidocaine me. I am super excited because that woman who does that and my eyebrows is a flipping artist. But anyway, it didn't occur to me because Scott's gone today that I would really need to be able to speak today. And I called Sam at, like, what time was it? Like, 12:30?
It was about 12:35, roughly.
My mouth would not move. Like, so you know when you go to the dentist and you go to take a drink of something after, like, through a straw, it just dribbles right out of your mouth.
Well, so I was flying down the highway, so I was already having trouble hearing you because, you know, road noise and whatnot. And then the words that you were saying, we'll say, weren't really being said, and I was struggling.
You know when you're trying to talk, but your lips don't move? I mean, you sound like, I don't even know what I sounded like.
Drugged up.
Right? So what's funny is, like, once it wears off, it starts to wear off pretty quickly. And about 30 minutes ago, feeling started to come back in my face. So that's good. Yeah, welcome on board, everybody. I actually can speak, which is important because we're going to be doing so together for the next 4 hours. Coming up at 3 o'clock, you're going to want to be around for the 3 o'clock hour and also the bonus hour this evening. Very rarely do we get a pitch from an agent or, you know, an author or anything like that. We get flooded with these requests. Very rarely do I jump at the chance to have somebody in studio on a pitch of some kind. And for some reason, this one caught my eye a week ago. There is a comedian in town this weekend, and you know how much I love comedians. And his name is Roy Wood Jr. And if you don't know the name, you absolutely know his face. He is so popular that even John Grayson was walking out. He goes, wait a minute, is he coming in studio? And I go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to come back in? And he goes, oh my gosh, yeah, I'll totally come back in for Roy Wood Jr. So he is performing this weekend in Kansas City. He was a Daily Show correspondent. So think Rob Riggle.
Yeah.
Think Jon Stewart, obviously. And kind of rose up the ranks, got that amazing job, and was the one that delivered the White House Correspondents' Dinner roast.
Oh, that's a big deal.
In 2023. It is a very big deal to be invited to do that. And I'm always just fascinated by anyone in certain industries who have reached the point where they are making an incredible living, either telling jokes, being creative, acting, all of those things, artists of any kind, because it really is a 1 in 10 million shot. There are a lot of people who are funny. There are a lot of people who are extremely talented. There are a lot of people who are all of those things and connected. And they still don't make it.
Right. You have to have the special sauce, per se.
You have to have that. And then you all, and I know he'll tell you this, it's a little bit of luck and it's a whole lot of hard work, especially with comedy. My God, do you know how hard it is?
Got to be willing to work for free for a while.
To end up at the level that he has ended up. So Roy Wood Jr. will be in studio at 3 o'clock. We'll have to look up where he's playing this weekend, Sam. We'll get all that information for you and make sure that's not sold out or anything. But I'm super excited to have him in studio with us today. We are going to start in Clay County because this story dropped about an hour ago. And we would be remiss if we didn't bring this up. I will remind everyone that death threats of any kind against anyone for any reason are illegal. And
all around frowned upon.
Yeah. Word started getting out late this afternoon that, in fact, the Clay County prosecutor has been receiving death threats over the Ralph Jarl shooting case. And a friend of mine sent me the story within the last hour, and sure enough, Fox 4 has it. I'm sure 9 has it. I need to go over to the Kansas City Star. But we are going to start in Clay County. The Clay County prosecutor is receiving death threats over the Ralph Jarl shooting case. Zachary Thompson's office confirmed the threats and said they have been reported, of course, to the Clay County Sheriff's Office, which will handle the investigation. I don't know who would prosecute that. It couldn't be his office. They would have to call in a special prosecutor or maybe Jackson County to prosecute. But anyway, the prosecutor released a statement addressing the threats, says he will not be deterred from prosecuting the case. And then listen to this quote. I chose to become the prosecutor and understood the risks that come with that responsibility. Victims of crime, he writes, have not chosen their role. My focus and the focus of our community should be firmly on seeking justice for those victims. He writes, my message to anyone who seeks to influence the decisions of this office through threats to me or my family is that they will not succeed. You all know that 84 Andrew Lester is charged with armed criminal action, first-degree assault, after prosecutors say he shot 16-year-old Ralph Jarl for going to the wrong door.
Yeah, what are the threat makers mad about?
And ringing the doorbell. I will tell you without even knowing, because if you are a prosecutor in any town, you have received threats about a variety of cases. Sometimes judges...
The higher profile the case, the more likely to receive threats.
Absolutely, the higher profile the case, the more likely to receive a threat. I think female prosecutors are more likely to receive threats through voicemail, email. I mean, all of those things, which, by the way, ding-a-lings, they can track. I guarantee you, whoever is threatening the prosecutor's office does not want 84-year-old Andrew Lester charged or tried for shooting that child. That is why people are mad.
I was thinking maybe they were upset that the charges weren't greater, but I mean, you can't really take a route.
No, these are going to be crazy people on the other side who think that somehow it was justified or would be justified to grab a gun and answer the door and fire before you even know what is going on. Now, it's interesting, yesterday, Ralph Jarl's family, who has a brain injury, we saw that, and he was at a charity event over the weekend for that in his first public appearance, and their attorneys say they have asked for a different prosecutor to try the case. They want Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker to try the case, saying they no longer have confidence in Clay County Prosecutor Zachary Thompson, who's the one getting the threats. Clay County says they are focused on following the law and getting justice in this case, and I will remind everyone— I know you are outraged about what happened to that teenager at that doorstep. they can only charge under the laws that we have, not the laws that we want to have. And that is true for every single case. I remember in the beginning, people were screaming, and we asked this on the program before it all came out in the wash, why is this not a higher charge? Why is this not a hate crime? Why is this not attempted murder?
Well, and as Zachary Thompson pointed out, the Class A felony is a higher charge.
It is a higher charge. What they have charged him with is a higher charge. But anyway, there are some people apparently upset about charges at all. And threatening the life of a county prosecutor is not going to get you anywhere but a one-way ticket to the county jail.
Yeah, that's like a scammer calling the FBI fraud hotline.
Right, which we're going to get to scammers a little bit later. We ended up speaking overnight to the Lenexa Police Department. We will go back to Lenexa today over a story that had us fascinated at the end of the program yesterday afternoon. The name of the crime, something we had never heard of, is jugging, and we have a whole lot more information today about who these victims were.
Okay.
And in some cases, the situation they were in that led to them being victimized. And
don't
it's a very specific warning, if you will. And we will tell you if you missed yesterday, what does jugging mean? How do you protect yourself? We had a caller say it happened at 119th and Row about a week ago, and there's a whole lot of these cases around the 95th and Quivira corridor.
Highly populated areas, hide in plain sight.
Yep. We'll tell you what it is, what it means, and how you can protect yourself coming back. And if you were a victim, you can remain anonymous, but we would love to hear from you at 913-586-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on this glorious Friday afternoon. Sam Stevie on the other side of the glass. We're back with much more straight ahead. Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. The phone number and the text line, which Sam will be monitoring today, is 913-586-7798. We mentioned this at the end of the program yesterday, and this topic about jugging, which in my many, many years covering news in this town, I had absolutely never heard of that term. But we mentioned it yesterday, and this is a warning not only for anyone who uses a banking system, but I think almost the bigger warning here is for the banks who need to be aware that this is happening. It is happening around the country. It appears it started in Houston and then worked its way right up to Kansas City. And there are criminals in our town doing this very thing right now. We had a listener yesterday say that one of their employees was hit after going to a bank at 119th and Row. And there have been a ton of these cases around the 95th and Quivira corridor. And I'm going to read to you from the Twitter account of the Lenexa Police Department. And with the story is a white sedan and the window is completely smashed out. They write, "This is a warning. We have had several jugging cases lately all around 95th and Quivira. This is when a victim is followed from a bank after making a withdrawal. Then they go run errands. The thieves will wait for the victim to go into a store, and then they break into the victim's car to try and steal the cash. Now, we hope most of you listening would not leave cash in the car. Sometimes the thieves smash their way in, and there is nothing in the car. They don't know. They don't care. They're trying to get into your car to see, and they are spying on you at the bank. And they write, this is happening in broad daylight, in busy shopping centers. One of our callers yesterday said it took about 40 seconds for the guy to follow their employee back to work. They saw on surveillance the cars circling their workplace. They smashed into the car and took $400 that sadly he had left inside. The police say, as a reminder, don't leave cash or valuables inside your car where it's easily accessible. Be aware of your surroundings at all times and be especially discreet when you are leaving the bank."
And the thieves don't care how much they get, $20, $40.
$400.
They don't know what they're going after, but they'll
don't
take
care
what they can get.
Let's get to Officer Danny Chavez, who is kind enough with his time from the Lenexa Police Department. I have so many questions about this because it's rare that we hear about a crime that we've never heard of. This was a first. Officer, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
When was the first time you first heard about this? Was the department aware that this was even a crime until recently?
Yeah, we had a bit of a spree of jugging probably 5 or so years ago. So it's something that we periodically see. And I will just tell you, like many of your listeners that I know you, no idea where the term came from. I've done some Googling. Just
Can we pick a new term? Can we pick a new term?
Yeah. So, no, we've heard of it before. We've seen it before. I wouldn't say it's super common. But as you've been reporting, we've had a bit of a rash of it here in the last 6 weeks or so.
You had mentioned to me a couple things yesterday that I'd like you to expand on. We don't even know that these thieves are local. And in fact, it is possible that there are multiple people working in tandem with some sort of communication system, watching people leave the bank. And then you need someone to follow the person leaving the bank. Do we have any idea about suspects at all?
We don't. You know, those are just some of our hypotheses at this point. You know, I mean, obviously, victims are being watched at the bank, whether they've gone through the ATM line or do I still have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Whether they're going through the ATM line or whether they're going inside of the bank itself, they're being watched. Now, are the perpetrators that are doing the watching also doing the following, or are they communicating to accomplices who actually do the breaking in? Those are all things that we're looking into.
Can you tell us, were the victims physically walking into the bank and walking out with an envelope, or were some of these victims going through the ATM?
We've had both.
We've had both. Okay.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we talk about when being discreet, leaving the bank. Most people don't think about it. You know, you've got the envelope in your hand, or, you know, if you're a business owner or something like that, you may have the big cash envelope in your hand and you don't think twice about it. So being more discreet and putting that in your pocket, your purse, your bag, something, rather than exiting the bank with, you know, especially Friday, it's payday, and waving that cash around.
Out of the victims you have seen recently, and there are a handful of them, was the money left in the car in all of the cases, or were the windows just smashed out and you guys figured out they had all come from the bank?
The money was left in the car in all the cases.
Oh, officer, I was hoping you would tell me. No, in 3 of the cases, they'd had the money with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, no, unfortunately, it was, they were left in the car.
Okay. And victims, I want you to point this out to our listeners. They really are victims of all ages. We had asked yesterday, are these all elderly victims? That is not the case.
Correct. I mean, we've seen, you know, anywhere from people in the 30s all the way up to 80s and everything in between.
So what is the message, I guess, to the banks? And are the banks aware that this is a thing? Because this has to be a partnership between the media letting everyone know, reminding everyone not to leave cash in your car, but then also letting the banks know that when their customers leave, maybe it's a good idea at this point to say, you can't be walking out of here with a big old envelope in your hand, and really look at your surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to share that message with, you know, those folks who work in banks as well. Now, understand that, you know, for most tellers, at least in my experience, you know, it's typically just have a nice day. And, you know, they may not feel that it's their place to, you know, give people warnings. Hey, put that away, hide that.
Right.
You know, it could certainly be a little unsettling. But the message is, one, just to be aware of your surroundings, no matter where you are, whether you're leaving a bank, whether you're leaving the T-Mobile Center downtown, whether you're out on the plaza, being aware of your surroundings for one. And then two, anything that could be appealing that appears to be of value, whether it's withdrawal envelopes, whether it's purses, bags, backpacks, hide that stuff. Put it in your trunk. Take it with you. But whether it's this jugging case that we're talking about now, or now that the parks are filling up with summer being here, so many ladies leave their purses inside the car, floorboard, passenger seat. And those are huge targets for burglars. So really stashing that stuff away so it's not visible.
I didn't even think about the purses, but you're so right. And especially with the parks. And the other thing is we see is gyms. If you're going into the gym.
Yep. Those are highly targeted areas. And daycares would be one more. I mean, those places where ladies typically, you know, they're just going to be a minute. They don't want to take their purse with them.
Yeah.
And I think as you had some callers say yesterday, it literally takes seconds for them to smash a window. In our cases that we've seen with the jugging, broad daylight, busy shopping center, lots of people around, None of those are deterrents to these thieves when they see something they want.
And none of the victims realized they were being followed, officer. I mean, not that you would. The number one issue with surveillance is people don't know they're being surveilled.
Correct, correct. They're just out, you know, running errands. I mean, they go to the bank, and then typically with the cases we see, they run errands. They go shopping, you know, going to gas stations, unbeknownst to them if they've been watched.
And Officer Chavez, in the cases that we've seen with jugging, is it primarily victims who went into the bank? Is there any recommendation to hit the ATM instead?
No, we've seen both. So I can't say that one or the other has been different. I mean, we've seen people that went to the ATM. The thing about going into the bank, it's you don't necessarily know the business that was conducted. They could have made a deposit.
Right.
They could have opened an account. So that maybe is a little more discreet, unless, of course, you're leaving with the envelope in your hand. When somebody goes through the ATM line, well, you know exactly what they've done there.
You know they're getting money. But I mentioned this yesterday, officer. You don't know if someone's withdrawing $20 or $10,000. I mean, that's the thing. The thieves don't care. My guess is they smash 10 cars, and if they can get money out of two of them, that's a good day for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've seen losses, you know, a couple hundred bucks to in the thousands.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. If it's in the thousands, please don't leave that in your car. I cannot believe I just said that. But it's worth repeating. Anything else our listeners need to know, officer?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Report suspicious activity to us and hide those valuables.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Be safe and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
913-586-7798. If you are in finance, if you are in banking, man, I would love to hear from you. We talked a little bit yesterday about why anyone would withdraw $10,000 cash. Well, if you're buying a car, that's what you do. Do not leave the cash in your car.
Well, and if you're a small business owner and you regularly deal with large sums of cash and you don't know this already, I don't know how you've gotten to this point.
The victims are in their 30s, two in their 50s, one in their 60s, and one in their 80s. And I am so sad that he reported all of them left the cash in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. 913-586-7798. If you have been one of the victims along that 95th and Quivira corridor, or the case we were talking about the other day around 119th and Row, please give us a call. We'll take those and your thoughts straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. The phone number 913-586-7798. We would like to hear from you if you work at a bank or if you have been a recent victim of jugging, term that we were not familiar with. It's a terrible name and needs to be replaced.
Now, by the way, it was first mentioned, the term jugging, in 2010, and dictionary.com offers a comparison to the word mugging. But when I clicked on it to look into the comparison, it didn't have anything.
So listen to this. One of these jugging robberies, a couple of them actually, were very violent in California in the last year, where people were warning, especially over holidays, that they were seeing a lot more of these cases. In the case out of California, listen to this, popular shopping centers are prime areas for suspects searching for their target. And keep in mind, this is happening at 95th and Quivira. That's a prime shopping area. It literally is Oak Park Mall and all of the surrounding stores. Quoting here from one of the lieutenants, the crime is usually when a group of people follow the unsuspecting victim, wait for them to withdraw, and then follow them. However, he says, oftentimes you have somebody that's actually inside the bank posing as a customer and they are in communication with the other thief. So they are keeping a close eye on the victim. They know what you look like. They know what you're driving. Surveillance actually captured one of these incidents last July. A customer was seen walking out of the Wells Fargo Bank with a bag containing $10,000 in cash. Two men, a gunman and a getaway driver, had pulled into the parking lot and just waited for him to get out of the car. As he did, they pulled a gun and wrestled him to the ground.
Yes, that's just a straight mugging.
But when they go back and they look at surveillance, Sam, they can tell that these people were right there.
Right.
Spying on the person making the withdrawal. And so, like, I guess, and Officer Chavez spoke about this to an extent, but to me, the banks also really need to be made aware of this, especially if you are a bank around 95th and Quivira. And that's not to say that they're not going to bounce from 95th and Quivira over to Town Center, over to Zona Rosa. But the more, to me, tellers know this, like even post a sign on the ATM.
Keep an eye out for
it. Be aware of your surroundings.
Well, but when it comes to the banks in terms of staffing and security staffing, how are they going to identify a potential jugger based on any customer standing in the store? I mean, you dance a fine line on profiling there if you're going to start trying to get a bank teller to identify a legit customer versus a potential criminal.
The other thing I don't quite understand is in these broad daylight high profile areas around town where they're doing this here. Why do we not have better surveillance of exactly what kind of car they're in? And again, they might be driving multiple cars. I don't know.
Could be a stolen car.
Could be a stolen car. But I think, you know, you just have to be so careful right now when you're withdrawing money. And I'll tell you the other thing, Sam, there are certain banks where after hours, you can open the glass door and go in to the ATM and withdraw money, like in the breezeway.
There used to be one of those on 95th and Mission.
You wouldn't catch me dead right now going into one of those, especially at night. You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Now, would the advice be to go straight home to make the bank your last errand? But if you're being followed, then you're still at risk of being
and you don't
robbed.
Want them knowing where you're going home.
Right.
Sam, that's a great question. We should have asked. I don't know. Here's what I do know. You don't leave the bank with thousands of dollars. Leave the thousands of dollars in your car and then run into Target.
Like, right.
I guess that's one of the most surprising things about this story. We know that you're not supposed to leave your wallet in the console. We know that you're not supposed to leave your purse anywhere in the car at all, even if you drape a jacket over it. Mm-hmm. Trust me, the thieves are onto that.
Well, and a lump of whatever under a jacket.
But why would you leave cash of any amount, and if you just withdrew cash, it's not going to probably be $20. Why would you leave cash in the car?
Well, and the text line's also pointing out if you are an adult playing in any sort of adult league recreational sport, your car is going to be parked in that parking lot for 3 hours probably. If you go to a Royals game or a Chiefs game,
sure.
Your car is going to be parked and unattended in that parking lot for hours. Just put all the valuables away,
carry them on you, I would say last resort, because I've done this with my laptop before, put it in your trunk. And then I always wonder, is someone watching me put my laptop in my trunk?
Right. Why did they get out of their car and go straight to their trunk?
But
there's
nothing
valuable
in there. $10,000, go straight to where you're going. Do not leave that money in your car.
Pull into the garage, close the garage door behind you, all that good stuff.
913-586-7798. A reminder, coming up at 3 o'clock, we are so excited that Roy Wood Jr., a comedian who is in town this weekend, will be live in studio to talk about his emceeing of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is a huge big deal. We'll look back at some of the big names who have done that over the year, all huge comedians. And then also ask him about his time on The Daily Show, because I guarantee you he worked with Rob Riggle. And you know, all of those guys are in town and ladies for the big slick this week. All right, let's talk about stolen cars and the parking lot boot. This is from the New York Post. I absolutely love it. An Atlanta man has figured out how to legally beat the parking boot. And he's doing it by selling the public master keys that remove the pesky devices.
Oh, yeah, those keys aren't different. It's not like a house key where every single one is...
Do we use those here, by the way?
Parking boots?
Yeah, can you get booted if it's, like, snowing and they... You know, remember the city always says...
I have not...
It's going to snow tomorrow. Do not park your car along the side of the road.
No, I think we just tow. I don't think we go the boot route here.
Christian Verrett grew tired of his car constantly getting booted in Atlanta's private parking lots. So he began selling master keys on his website... I think it's like atlboot.com, for about $50 each. That is much cheaper than paying the usual $75 fee to get the boot taken off. Quoting here, there are a few really big companies that have the majority of the contracts. I have all their keys. He says Atlanta is tired of the boot. The people hate the boot.
Well, and I'm surprised this hasn't become a thing earlier because it's not like these keys are some sort of, you know, mystery.
He says that he's made a pretty penny off the product, having sold about 600 keys in the last few months. A proposed bill to ban companies from booting cars across the state failed this legislative session, prompting him to call on the mayor, please ban the boot. I don't know that I have ever seen someone boot a car here. And if they booted it, why... Would it be in a parking lot? Because you're right. I think they just tow you here.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason that you would boot it is if they have enough tickets, parking tickets, that you don't think they're going to pay it. But at that point, why not just call the tow truck driver? And it's going to be a much bigger hassle for them to get their car out of the impound lot than to get the boot taken off.
God, I love it. All right. Flight delayed. We have a new candidate for Jerk Air today. Flight delayed as intoxicated passenger offends literally everybody on the plane. And guess what? It's a woman. I'm starting to wonder if we look up the statistics on this with super bad behavior on airplanes. Is it going to be the woman?
It's been a pretty even spread.
Sam, I don't know. Passengers on board a plane bound for Las Vegas scolded a fellow flyer after she refused to disembark and ended up with a disorderly conduct charge. The unidentified woman was caught on camera berating other travelers prior to takeoff. She was visibly intoxicated before she even got to Vegas and, quote, was acting aggressively to the staff. Y'all can't even tell me what I did, she can be seen screaming at other passengers in the footage.
Yeah, she can't either. She didn't remember.
Who did I offend? She asked. Everybody, a disgruntled passenger yelled back. Right here, me too, another echoed, joining the chorus. The woman paid her haters no mind and refused to budge from the aircraft despite persistent pleas. Please leave, one woman could be heard declaring. You are out of your blanking mind.
You see, they needed that one guy who took a vote from the plane and voted her off the plane.
I know. It actually wraps up with that. It says, in that wild video, passengers came together to vote an unruly flyer off a plane for arguing with other travelers. I'm telling you, you know, we've got a pilot shortage and more are retiring. I think it is harder to find, hire, and retain good flight attendants. And everyone's behavior that we have talked about in the past 2 years is not going to help those numbers one bit.
Yeah, we need to have a Jerk Air board meeting and get some more planes on, you know, on purchase so that we can fit all of these new passengers.
We're going to need a lot of planes, Sam. 913-586-7798. Back with more Dana and Parks straight ahead. Stick around again, 3 o'clock hour. Roy Wood Jr. live in studio to talk about The Daily Show. What's Jon Stewart really like? I can't wait. Back with more after this. Ah, John Denver. So there's another term that I learned about over the last 24 hours that I'd never heard of. And because I am so bad at booking my own flights, so I don't, maybe you have heard about this, and I bet you Jamie Monticelli has. Listen to this story. This frequent flyer who has been skip-lagging for a decade says she has no remorse and no angst. This is from Business Insider, and if this is legal, and I think that it is, this might be a key to helping all of us travel a little bit more smoothly and certainly a little bit more cheaply. A skip-lagging passenger says she has absolutely no remorse because of what airlines charge for flights. Her name is Sophie Partlow, and she says the approach gives travelers more control and that she has never faced a backlash over it. However, airlines are cracking down. So listen to this. A frequent flyer who's been skip-lagging for more than a decade explains it this way. Skip-lagging is hidden city ticketing.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
I'm so
I've never done
flights.
It, but I have heard about it.
It's a practice where you book a flight with a layover in a city you want to visit and then don't take the second flight to the supposed final destination. So let me give you an example. You want to fly from Kansas City to go see, let's say, Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a layover in, I don't know, pick a state.
Well,
let's
no,
say
if
there's
you...
a layover in Tennessee. You really want to go to Tennessee, but you book to Atlanta
right.
all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So you're from Kansas City. You really want to go see Tennessee, but you book a layover in Tennessee and make it look like you're going all the way to Alabama, but you never go all the way to Alabama.
Well, the reason that you would do that is because if your Tennessee direct flight is going to cost you, say, $250, you might be able to find the layover flight, typically cheaper, to Atlanta for like $218.
Okay, but who are you screwing by doing this? Listen to this.
No one.
Well, I have a feeling you are. Partlow recently paid $71 for a flight to Savannah, Georgia, from New York, with a connection in Charlotte. She wanted to go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
The destination, again, was from New York to Savannah, Georgia, with a layover in Charlotte. She had no plans whatsoever to go to Georgia. She just went to her layover in Charlotte, got off the plane, and then ghosted the rest of the flight.
Yeah, so like if you want to go to Denver, Colorado, and it is cheaper to fly to Houston with a layover in Denver, because again, nobody wants a layover, you book the two-flight to Houston and just don't get on the second flight.
Okay.
And the only person that you would potentially be screwing over in this scenario would be somebody who missed out on the flight from Denver to Houston,
but
because technically that seat was full, but that ticket would then go on standby.
Right. I was just going to say, if it's a full flight, that means the standby passenger can go ahead and take that seat. Now, this
right.
says skip-lagging has its risks. Airlines have attempted to crack down on it. Some have even canceled return journeys, taken away miles, and banned passengers from future flights. Really? We're banning passengers for that? And not banning passengers
right.
for punching flight attendants.
Hitting them with the phone.
Partlow says she's never been caught or faced any backlash, but she used her real name. She says they really try to get you if you're getting a hidden city ticket. I don't like the word skip lagging. They need to call this hidden city. That's what it is.
Well, and what you're doing essentially is you're not going to be booking that two-way ticket. You're going to be booking a one-way ticket to whatever false destination you have, and then booking a separate one-way ticket back from that false destination.
I'm curious if any of our listeners have ever done this, or if you're a business traveler, probably not. You probably want to get there the quickest way, you know.
Well, you don't care because you're writing it off anyway.
Someone else is probably booking it for you. But have you ever looked, like, let's say you're going somewhere expensive for spring break, and let's say it's cheaper. Like, let's say you want to go, your final destination would be South Padre or something in Texas, but there's a layover in Tennessee. Is it cheaper to go to Tennessee and skip Texas? Do you know what I'm saying, Sam? Like, especially during high peak travel seasons. Like, think spring break, think Christmas.
That scenario, you would have to find a flight to somewhere in the Southwest that has a layover near Padre.
I'm curious if our listeners have ever done this.
Also, do not check a bag if you're going to do this.
Oh, God,
because
no.
then
no,
your
no, no.
bag will end up in the final destination city, not in the city
Correct.
Where you got off the plane.
This is only
if carry on
you
only.
Are carrying on, period. 913-586-7798. And then our very last airline story of the day, I promise you that. And then we will get to Roy Wood Jr. With the Daily Show here coming up at the top of the hour, which will also be our bonus hour, by the way. And don't forget, coming up at 5 o'clock, we have the airing of the grievances. Festivus Friday brought to you by Greenway Ford in Raytown. Is it okay to recline your airplane seat? This is a new story from Money Watch. Travel experts are now weighing in and they say no. Air travel is expected to be more crowded, more expensive, and more uncomfortable than ever this summer, with tension sure to be running high among testy travelers. And while airlines invite passengers to sit back and relax, some travel experts insist that passengers should, quote, never recline their seats.
Agreed.
Quoting here, well, you're tall. Quoting here from Chris Elliott at CBS Money Watch, you can recline the airline seat, but not without potentially hurting someone, spilling wine on them, or whatever it is that happens. Noting he has seen reclined seats damage laptops and that he himself has suffered the indignity, not to mention the pain, of having his legs smashed by the person in front of him, suddenly tipping back. Now, has that happened to you, Sam?
Having my knees smashed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every single time. And actually what happens is I'm already too big to sit in the airplane seat. And so they will try to recline and it will not move because my knee is already pressing against the back of the chair.
But if
so
they,
hard.
But, okay, dumb question though. But if they recline, even the phones are already ringing. This always makes people mad. If they recline and then you recline, doesn't everyone just recline back and then you're all back to square one?
No, because my problem is the length from the back of my pelvis to the end of my kneecap. That doesn't change when you recline the seat. That length is still there. When they recline in front of me, all of a sudden I have, you know, an inch less of room for my knees.
So in 2020, Delta CEO Ed Bastian told CNBC that passengers on the airline, this is the Delta CEO, said that passengers on the airline, quote, have the right to recline, but he sparked consumer backlash by suggesting that, quote, the proper thing to do if you're going to recline into somebody is that you ask if it's okay first and then you do it. Now, that makes me uncomfortable. What if the guy behind me says, no, don't? Well, all right. I was trying to be nice. I wasn't really asking. I was more telling you I'm going to recline.
Well, then don't ask. Just say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and recline just in case you have a drink out or your laptop open. Because if you have an expensive laptop and it is open on the tray table, you can break the screen with that reclining motion.
Do you know who hates the recline? Flight attendants. Quoting here from one of them, it is nearly impossible to recline without bumping into the passenger behind you. And that's not fair to either passenger. It makes our job harder as we are tasked with calming conflict and keeping tempers from flaring into violence in the aircraft cabin. Quoting here from Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants. Her advice, don't ask, tell. If you're going to do it, just look back and say, heads up, I'm coming back.
But what is the point of reclining anyway? Is that 2 degrees?
Oh, yeah.
Three degrees?
Yeah,
you're not. It's not like you're going to be laying down. You're still going to be sleeping upright.
I don't know.
Just sleep a little bit more upright and get over it.
Air travel was much more fancy decades ago, and you could recline your seat. There was more room.
Well, yeah, they also served beef Wellington years ago, and you could smoke a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah,
and
you could.
The seat recliner is left over from that era, and many airlines no longer have seats that recline.
I don't know why they keep providing it if it is one of the top issues causing problems when people fly. That does not make sense to me.
Cost of buying new seats, if I had to guess.
This is why I hate flying. I like traveling. I hate flying. 913-586-7798. We have a ton coming up on the program today, including Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances brought to you by Greenway Ford. We will begin promptly at 5 o'clock. It is time now to break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.